reminded of how ridiculous in many respects the whole gold rush was. We know now that when the Portland tied up in Seattle with its storied ton of gold, that by that time almost all of the claims in the Klondike had been taken. There were few, if any, fortunes to be made for those 100,000 people who set out for the gold fields in 97-98. And I have to guess that when some of those people reached the summit there and saw thousands of people trying to pour over that mountain and then pouring down the river, that they have to know somewhere in their souls that their chances of their getting rich